Welcome to the URJ's Parenting Podcast. This is Wendy Grinberg, Parenting Specialist, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Edward Hallowell. Dr. Hallowell is a child and adult psychiatrist and founder of the Hallowell Centers in Sudbury, Massachusetts and New York City. He is the author of 18 books on various psychological topics, including parenting, the childhood roots of happiness in life, and strategies on handling your fast-paced life. In this segment, we talk about the research behind the theory described in his book, The Childhood Roots of Adult Happiness. Maybe you can start by just giving our listeners a little background about the approach in The Childhood Roots of Adult Happiness. What drove you to write it, and what kind of questions does the book respond to?
Sure. Well, back in 1989, when my wife Sue and I had our first child, Lucy, I remember vividly bringing her home from the hospital and laying her down on the bed, and we started to change her diaper, and she started to pee, and my wife started to cry. And I said, Sue, what's the matter? And she said, I have no idea how to be a parent. And later that day, I went out to get some takeout food for dinner, and I spread it out on the kitchen table. We sat down to eat, and Sue was nursing Lucy, and she started to cry again. And I said, what's the matter now? And she said, I'm really hungry, and I don't know how to nurse and eat at the same time. So I started feeding her, and it seemed sort of symbolic of our inexperience, to put it mildly, if not ineptitude. And I realized here I was a child psychiatrist, you know, I was supposedly a specialist. And I had no clue. You know, I knew I had become an expert in misery. I knew all the varieties of emotional pain, but I knew nothing about promoting health and joy. And so at that moment, it's kind of just hit me, you know, square in the face that I needed a plan. And if I didn't have a plan, I knew pretty much nobody had a plan. But I also realized that you do have a plan, it's just whether you know it or not. And I noticed the two basic categories that people raise their kids, the plan they use, usually unconscious or semi-conscious. They either are patterning it on their own childhoods or refuting their own childhoods if they had bad childhoods, kind of doing the opposite. Or they subscribe to what I call the pyramid model. And the pyramid model basically says that those children will do best in life who do best every step of the way. So you're competing to see who walks the earliest, reads the earliest, gets their numbers and their shapes, gets into the best nursery school, and then the best first grade teacher, and the best Hebrew teacher, and the best soccer coach, and you know, the best. And it becomes this very kind of pressure-packed and often rather grim climb up this pyramid, you know, culminating with admission to Harvard, Yale, or Princeton. And I call it the Great Harvard Fallacy, because there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever to support it. And yet it's this enormous golden calf that people worship, often sacrificing childhood at that altar. And so I wanted to, it's not the pyramid model that works, and if you don't want to just redo what was done to you growing up, I wanted to look at all the evidence I could find and come up with a plan that really was supported by data as well as by wisdom. And so I set about interviewing experts. And some of my experts were just happy people. Anytime I'd bump into a happy person at a party, at an airplane, I'd say, what happened to you as a kid to make you so happy today? And by the way, the reason I use the word happy, if you ask parents, what do you want for your children? There's no disagreement. They all say, I want them to grow up to be happy. Then they may say successful, a good person, contribute to the world, feel fulfilled, healthy, live a long life, marry well. But at the heart of it all is this feeling of, I desperately want my kids to grow up to be happy. And so what's the recipe for getting there? And it's just extraordinary how misguided so many parents and teachers are on this score. They don't have the right information. And so I interviewed happy people. I interviewed experts. I'm up here at Harvard, so I had a ton of experts in my own backyard, and I had been on the Harvard faculty, and so I had easy access to them. And it turned out there was a lot of research coming out, empirical data, life studies, for example, George Valiant's research into a cohort that he followed is going on 70 years now. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi's research into flow. Martin Seligman was just getting going with positive psychology and the amazing work he's done into the force of optimism and just positive emotion in general. And so I had empirical data. I talked to a lot of teachers and educators. I talked to numerous pediatricians. I really marshaled an enormous amount of data, both hard data and sort of wisdom data, as I like to call it, life story data. And then I culled out of that a plan, and I boiled it down into a series of five steps, and that's what I put in the Childhood Roots of Adult Happiness. And the title at first, you have to think twice, what does that mean? The Childhood Roots of Adult Happiness. In other words, what can you do as a parent to maximize the chances that your child will grow up to be the person you want your child to grow up to be, given the fact that most parents don't argue about the outcome. What they argue about is how to get there. Or they don't even think about how to get there. They just assume that if you're first in your class at fifth grade, you'll be the happiest person in the world when you're 40, even though there's zero evidence to support that notion. Or they just assume that if you're captain of the football team or if you go to Harvard, then you've got it made. Again, no evidence whatsoever to support that thesis. So if it's not being number one that translates into success and joy and fulfillment, what is it? And the answer is it's attitudes. It's the attitudes you develop along the way, attitudes like confidence, like optimism, like grit, resilience, the ability to bounce back, like the ability to get along with others, an inquiring, curious ability to compromise, enthusiasm, a passion for something. These are all Carol Dweck calls a growth mindset, the feeling that you're not limited by some absolute quantity of talent, that you can always learn and grow and develop. Those are what, in fact, do predict great success. Those are the elements that we should encourage. And the good news is every single child can develop those attitudes. It's not limited to the people at the top of the pyramid. It's not like you have to be in the top 5% in order to have a great life. The fact of the matter is, if as a parent and as a teacher and as a coach, you know what you need to do to create those attitudes, every single child you have contact with can lay claim to a supremely satisfying and successful life.
So a person could, let's say, be on the outside extremely successful in their business or get good grades or whatever, not develop those attitudes, and be at their core unhappy.
You bet.
And someone else, you might judge as unsuccessful, have those attitudes and really fulfill the dream that the parents have for them.
You probably wouldn't judge them unsuccessful. You know, if you define success as reaching your goals in life and feeling fulfilled, which is a pretty good definition of success, they may not be rich, they may not be famous, but they'll be successful. Again, in a classic example is a school teacher. They're not rich, they're not famous, but most of them, at least the ones I know, are very fulfilled, do a lot of good in the world, are by any definition, successful individuals. It's when you take the bait, what I call fool's gold, when you define yourself by being number one, then you're in trouble. Now, nothing the matter with being number one. That's great. If you win the race, that's great. But that's not what defines a fulfilled person, because disappointment will also come along. What you want to be doing in your life is I like to put it, is playing a game that you love. And then the wins and the losses can come and go. You know, that's fine. You can deal with it.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. Let us know what you think and find more parenting resources at urj.org/parents.